You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins. Today, I'm joined in the studio by Ely Mathis from the city of Asheville. Welcome.
Hey, Emma. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for sitting down with us. Would you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about what you do for the city?
Yeah, absolutely. I am the transit planning manager for the city of Asheville. So what that means is I oversee all the planning for the city's bus service, which is Asheville Redefines Transit, or as most people would know it, it's ART. ART provides bus service across the city of Asheville. We currently have 18 routes that go around the city and also provide limited service to Swannanoa and Black Mountain. About 50% of the city's population live within a 5-minute walk of a bus stop. And in FY17, ART had over 2.1 million passenger trips. So it's a heavily used service, and it's a really important service that provides an affordable transportation option to the public.
The transit system has gone through a number of changes in the last year, and those changes are continuing in the coming months. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on these days?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of big projects happening, but by far the biggest one is the update to the Transit Master Plan. So the Transit Master Plan is really the guiding document for transit service in the city of Asheville, and it provides the vision for what transit service should look like, and it outlines how and where transit service will be provided in the future. So the current Transit Master Plan was developed in 2009, and as you know, Asheville's changed significantly during that time. There's been increased growth, increased development in certain areas, and shifting traffic patterns. So all of that is affecting ART's efficiency and reliability. So these are all issues that are impacting people that use transit, and we are going to address them with an update to the Transit Master Plan. We've already started that process. The new project is underway. The project team includes city staff. We're working with transit planning experts from Tyndale Oliver Consulting Firm, and the project steering committee is made up of city staff and local community stakeholders. So that process started in October, and the final plan is expected in late spring.
How often does the Transit Master Plan get updated?
Well, it depends a little bit on the changes that have happened and if there's a need for an update. The current plan was done in 2009, and it's due for an update just because of the significant changes that have happened in Asheville. But the plan that we're working on now, it will be good for another 10 to 15 years, kind of depending on patterns and changing needs around the city. There's two overarching goals that we're trying to achieve with this process, you know, the two high-level areas that we're focusing on. The first one is near-term changes to existing routes that are going to improve service reliability and efficiency. And that's going to provide relief for people immediately who are experiencing problems with the service not being reliable or the bus not being on time all the time. The second overarching goal is these long-term recommendations. Those are going to help guide future growth. This will include a plan on how to implement these recommendations. So we're going to be looking at what steps need to be taken, like vehicle purchases, facility expansions, and staffing levels going forward.
This might be a little bit philosophical for what we're talking about right now, but do you find it challenging to try to imagine what the city is going to be like in 10 or 15 years, what those needs could even be?
Yeah, it's absolutely difficult. The key thing is we're reaching out to people, we're talking about their needs currently and how they want to see the system grow in the future. And then we're also looking at growth patterns, land use patterns around the city. So there's the public outreach side where we're trying to understand what the public needs and what they want to get from transit, and then comparing all of that with the technical side about where it's feasible to provide service, where the needs are based on population shifts and all that more technical side of things.
So how is that public outreach part going? What are you learning?
So we've had two community workshops so far, and we're actually looking at planning one or two additional workshops in January. And I can give you more information about that. But we're also going to have two formal public meetings towards the end of the process where we're going to present the draft master plan. And that'll give the public an opportunity to pick it apart, provide us feedback and changes that need to be made. In addition to those bigger, more formal public meetings, we're having smaller discussion group meetings with various community stakeholders. Among those stakeholders are representatives from Just Economics and the People's Transit Campaign, the bus drivers and the supervisors that work the routes, representatives from the higher education community, seniors groups, employment and affordable housing. So we're really trying to make sure we touch base with all these different groups that are involved in transit in one way or another. The other way, and probably the most important way that the public can get involved in this process, is by taking part in a couple of the different surveys we have going on. So the first thing I want to plug is the project webpage. That's ashevillenc.gov/transitmasterplan. And if you go to that page, it's got information on the project, upcoming meeting opportunities, and links to the surveys. And there are two surveys. There's an online survey, which is available on the website. That survey is for riders and non-riders, so you don't have to be a regular bus rider to take it. Any information you put in there is going to be helpful to understand. If you are a rider, what are your current needs? If you're not a rider, you know, why aren't you riding? What can we do to improve the system to try to get you to use the bus? The other survey that we have going on is a rider survey, which is specific to people who currently use transit. So that survey will be administered onboard the buses by local volunteers from Just Economics and the People's Transit Campaign. And again, that website is ashevillenc.gov/transitmasterplan. So I would encourage your listeners to help spread the word about that. You know, this morning we had about 350 people who had completed the online survey. So even if you don't use transit directly, I'm sure transit plays a role in your life. You probably know someone who uses transit. So this is a great opportunity for you to help shape the system as it goes forward in the future.
I filled out the survey. It was painless and pretty interesting just to get a sense of what questions are being asked going to this process. And there were plenty of things that I'd never thought about before. You know, the things that you'll have to weigh, decisions that you have to make in terms of how the bus system grows and expands. And it didn't take me very long. So I can attest to the fact that it was definitely worth my time to fill out.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
What else should people know about transit while you're here in the studio today?
Well, the Transit Master Plan is the big thing that's going on, and I encourage everyone to get involved in that process. But we also have a major service expansion coming up in January that I want to let people know about. So as part of the FY18 budget process, the City Council approved additional funding for transit operations, and that was earmarked to go towards expanded service hours. And there's a couple of different ways that we're doing that. The first one is Sunday and holiday service. So the way the system operates now, only half the system or 9 routes have service on Sunday and holidays. The other 9 routes only operate Monday through Saturday. Starting January 1st, all the routes in the system, so all 18 routes, will have limited Sunday and holiday service. The other big expansion will be towards evening service. We are adding service hours to 8 different routes in the system. So each of those 8 routes, Monday through Saturday, is going to go either 30 minutes or an hour later. So those are two big changes. And if you add it together, it's a substantial increase in service hours, and it's going to have a significant impact on the lives of people that use transit.
I've heard talk of some updates to the transit center in the future. What's going on with that?
So there's two projects going on right now, and if you drive by the transit center, you may see some people out there doing work. The first one is some underground repairs that are going to happen after hours, so you won't see any kind of service interruption for that. But the other bigger project is a full-scale renovation of the transit center. That project, it will update the interior of the space, do some exterior updates. It'll be within the same footprint of the existing transit center, so we're not going to expand to an additional site or anything like that. But that project won't kick off until about this time next year is when we'll be breaking ground on that.
Great. And do you already know what that's going to look like?
We don't yet. We're still in the early phases and developing our scope of work for that project. But hopefully within the next few months, we'll have a better idea of what that's going to look like. And we're actually going to be doing outreach for that as well. There'll be some surveys available at the Transit Center, and we'll have a few community workshops at the Transit Center to meet with the people that use the service and find out what kind of changes we can make. Given that we can't expand the footprint of the facility, we're not going to be able to add a huge amount to it, but we definitely want to update things like the bathrooms, the waiting area, the platform, focusing on things that are going to make the transit experience more enjoyable to the passengers.
Excellent. Well, one more time for our listeners, if they want to learn more about Asheville's transit system or if they want to fill out these surveys, how can they do that?
Well, and so there's two websites you can go to. Just if you want to get information about transit, if you want to learn about schedules, hours of operation, that kind of stuff, you can go to ridetheart.com. That's ridetheart, A-R-T, and that's got all our general information about transit. If you're specifically interested in the Transit Master Plan, you want to learn about the project or get a link to one of our surveys, that website is ashevillenc.gov/transitmasterplan.
Thank you so much for coming in today and for all the work that you're doing here in the city of Asheville.
Thanks. I appreciate the time.